We said this from the beginning, and we said it all the way through, and we haven't changed our word. No one in their right fucking mind would vote for a Donald J. Trump. No one would vote for Donald J. Trump. They didn't vote for him. He was more the most astounded person on this planet that the president-elect on this land is he. He is the most astounded one of all. He didn't have a thing all set up and ready to go because he had no clue he was going to win. He had no clue he was going to win. And you're going to give us one more minute, and they're going to keep effing with us, and we're going to let them recount it until he wins the popular vote and the electoral vote. They voted against everything else. That's what happened. The little man finally stood up and said, hell no, we're done with this crap. We're done with this crap. We don't care if he, but the one thing we did, we made them say pussy on the Clinton News Network. Never been done before. Never been done before. We started off with pussy and we ended up talking about weenies. Talking about weenies when it all ended with weenies. Now go figure that one out. Bob's got a dossier on that one all the way down the mountain and back again. It's not about that, darling. It's about, it's time to ascend. And we're tired of making all these lame excuses about how that we can only be the best as the least of us thrive. We can only have the best as the least of us survive. The point is, the little ones, if you're going to come on up and come on and ascend, come on. If you're not, we're not going to waste resources on you anymore because it's going to be over for you soon. So come on now. All you got to do is ascend. Come on, man. Come on, man. That's all you got to do. That's what Obama was trying to tell you. Come on, man. Come on. He's saying, come on. And if you do, great. But if you won't embrace that, then it won't matter because it'll be over soon and it'll be fine. We're not even worrying that. We're not even worrying that. There's room for everybody. And there always has been. Every one of you that were created in the image of God, which is everybody, can be God. And if you are, come on, man, and be God. And if you ain't, get out of the way. Ass, gas, or grass, honey. Nobody rides for free. You got to get on this train to glory, this train. Then what happens is now the world takes on a different construct. Look at the conversation now. Look at Super Sunday where everybody's talking about the talk show, tic-tac, all the little ticky-tacky. They're talking about everything under the sun, moon, and stars. Donald Trump waves his finger and he says, now wait a second, Cuba's important to me, but we will not be under a Castro regime. Bam. Fidel Castro's fell dead. Raul's packing his shit. He's gone. He's going to Bermuda. He's going to Bermuda real quick, honey. And all those prisoners, all those prisoners, all those prisoners are going to be set free. There's people that have been captive for 50 years sitting in Cuba. They're going to be made free. And the Democrats weren't able to do that. Bob did. But the Democrats weren't able to do that. So we don't even like to segregate them out that way. However, you gods among you, have started the sorting. You have sorted it. So let it be.